Tech CEOs and other corporate leaders were at the White House again today to talk economic policy. The Trump administration's policy to get more aggressive on H-1B visa fraud may be on the minds of some of the CEOs. The Department of Homeland Security will reportedly conduct more site visits, and there is a proposal to get rid of the longstanding H-1B lottery system altogether. The tech industry in particular relies on foreign-born talent, and executive Muhammad Ali is worried that life under Trump could be difficult for his employees. Ali is the CEO of the Boston-based company Carbonite, which provides data protection software and services. Ali and Kara Miller, the host of WGBH and PRI's Innovation Hub, joined us to talk about the new approaches that could make life difficult for 100 of Carbonite's 1,000 employees who were born outside the U.S., and about 30 of them who came to the country on H-1B visas.
These employees came to the United States to get an education. Many of them have MBAs. They're incredible employees. They would love to live here in the United States and stay here in the United States. But if their ability to travel, their ability to visit their families is curtailed, I think they're going to want to be in a place where they feel safe and secure. And this, I think this is a bigger problem. If you look at the economy as a whole, about half of America's Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or children of immigrants. There was a sampling of $87 billion plus startups. More than half of them were founded by immigrants. If these people can't feel safe and secure here in America to start those companies, half of our economy over the next two decades is going to be in jeopardy.
How big is this in the broader economy? Tech isn't just tech. It's a lot of other workers.
Right. You know, when I talk to people about this issue of travel bans and travel restrictions and sort of the unknowable that now surrounds this, I see, you know, there's kind of two levels of fears. One level of fear is from workers themselves that Muhammad's been talking about, people worried, I may leave, I may not be able to get back in, or what if I'm not from a country that was on the initial banned list, but what if the list expands? But I think there's actually maybe an even greater fear from people who run companies and from cities and states where, you know, their natural resource is talent. Like, they're not sitting on a diamond mine. They don't have, you know, oil wells pumping. What they have is smart people. In Massachusetts, for example, as a test case, more than one in three jobs rely on tech. So some of that is pure tech jobs, but some of that is like the dry cleaner who wouldn't be in business if the people across the street at the tech company didn't drop off their dry cleaning or the coffee shop or whatever. I talked to Tom Hopcroft, who's the head of the Massachusetts Technology and Leadership Council, and you'll hear he articulate some of this fear.
U.S. companies aren't going to stop hiring the best talent in the world. They're just going to hire them outside of the country. And so that brings with it, not only is that innovator not here, but all of the multiplier jobs that come with it. Their whole team may set up in the UK or somewhere else instead of here. And so that's taking jobs now away from, you know, U.S. people who might be in those support roles or those other assistive roles.
It sounds like the Department of Commerce needs to talk to the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes. You know, I talked to someone I know who is a venture capitalist in Silicon Valley. He's a Pakistani-American, got a PhD at MIT. And he said he's had four friends recently decide to start their companies in Dubai. And I think one thing that you hear repeatedly is there is a global war for talent. And it didn't just start last year or 2 years ago. It's been ramping up for a while. And so you've got London and Singapore and Hong Kong and all these places, Berlin, they want a piece of the action. And so if they can get it, if they can get it now more than ever, they're going to take it. And I think there's concern about that. I've heard people talk about moving science and engineering conferences, international conferences, out of the U.S. because if people from certain countries can't come or think it's too much of a hassle, what if I get detained? And they move those engineering conferences to other places. Not only is there kind of a support network of jobs around that, but it means the ideas are being exhibited not here anymore.
Muhammad, are we seeing the creation of a sort of offshore escape from immigration restrictions kind of business environment in places like Dubai, a sort of Cayman Islands of travel freedom?
Absolutely. But it's actually been going on for quite some time. And this spark is just encouraging it. And actually, our neighbor to the north has been one of the biggest recipients. Bill Gates started this in a big way in 2007 when he established a huge location in Vancouver because he was having immigration issues with hiring people in Seattle. And almost all the large companies, Facebook, Google, et cetera, have established large centers in Canada. And these types of executive orders and other immigration restrictions are just encouraging them to expand those centers. Carbonite has a center in Canada, and we are expanding that center in Canada.
And I'll just pick up on that Canadian thing, which is Canada is on to it. They have realized that they may get a lot of sort of high-tech talent coming their way. And another thing that we've seen now, this is on the early end of things, the indicator end, but we have seen just in the last few weeks reported that 40% of American colleges and universities are seeing dips in their international applications. Canada's are through the roof to Canadian colleges and universities. And Canada has long worked on a way to sort of pave the way from, oh, you've graduated with a degree here. Let us get you into graduate school. Let us make you have a PhD. Let us make you a citizen, right? And they want to figure out how to pave that way. And so I think there's a question about also budding talent, not just current, you know, developed talent.
So with one voice, the Trump administration says we're bringing jobs back from Mexico, but at the same time, with these kinds of restrictions, we're actually pushing them to Canada and other places around the world.
So I think the current administration policies are actually incredibly anti-job. And if you look at the sectors that really need the talent, it's really the new economy sectors. I mean, even in manufacturing, we're going from traditional manufacturing to tech-enabled manufacturing. We need that talent, and that talent has to occur domestically as well as come from the outside. There is really no initiative to expand our K-12, our apprenticeship program, our internship program. And so when I look at the policies that are on the table, about to come out, being talked about, they're actually incredibly anti-job in the long run.
Hitting close to home for Muhammad Ali, who's the CEO of Carbonite based here in Boston. Also with us, Kara Miller, the host of WGBH and PRI's Innovation Hub. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.